I'm Christopher Lydon. This is The Connection, live in our studio from Glasgow, Scotland, the Battlefield Band. Amen. Scotland's Fab Four, the Battlefield Band, are our guests on The Connection today. Four friends from the Battlefield area of Glasgow started this band 30 years ago. 20 albums later, the Batties are ambassadors of traditional Scottish music, and they're also, at the same time, the messengers of a new Scottish sound. The lineup in our studio today is the veteran Alan Reed on synthesizers, John McCusker on fiddle and the 10-string cittern, Mike Katz on pipes, and the newcomer Corinne Paulwart on guitar. We're listening to and talking about the music of Scotland this hour. The Connection listeners, do you think of celebrations or of funerals when you hear bagpipes? Are you ready to imagine hip contemporary music with a bagpipe backbeat? Our phone is 1-800-423-8255 or 1-800-423-TALK to make the Scottish music connection. Or you can join us online at theconnection, one word, .org. Welcome, Alan Reed, John McCusker, Mike Katz, and Corinne Pollard. We're all in the Highlands or the Lowlands or Glasgow today. Thank you so much. We think of you as sort of melding a traditional musical history with a modern sensibility. That first piece you call Funky Set, I mean, what's the balance there of old and new? John McCusker.
It just goes to show that you can be old and funky at the same time.
Yeah, Alan's mastered that. Yeah.
You credit Alan with that?
I'm afraid so.
What feels like a sort of a folk melody in the core of it?
Well, they're old. Most of the tunes there that we just played are really, really old tunes. I mean, how old, Mike?
Oh, they were in collections
at least a year ago.
Or at least a year before the Battlefield Band started, so that was 200 years ago. So they're very old tunes from the Highlands, pipe tunes, collected at least 200 years ago.
And what's the new element?
Well, even just the lineup of instruments, it lends itself to giving it a modern edge, like the keyboards. We use synthesizers and pianos and guitars, so immediately it's going to sound fairly modern.
Would you give us a short course on bagpipes? Mike Katz is not wearing a kilt, so we don't have to get into any
I'm
of those
naked
kilt questions. There's a certain sanctity and solemnity around the bagpipe, we know. You done to the whole image and the whole use of the bagpipe?
Entirely remove all sanctity and solemnity, hopefully, and make it a normal instrument.
Is that a controversial move in Scotland?
No, I don't think anyone pays much attention in Scotland. I don't know if it's controversial. I think that the pipers tend to be of a mentality, a kind of competitive siege mentality, which probably needs its own program, so I'll not get into that too much. But I think the instrument...
The bagpipe is a state of mind. I want to hear more about it.
Well, it tends to be... There's a solemnity regarding it as a solo instrument, an instrument for competition. And it's, I think that in this situation, playing with other instruments, the ensemble is far more important. So sometimes I play in unorthodox ways.
Can you pick it up again, Mike, if you would, and just, let's hear it. Let's take it straight for a moment. I mean, what can you do with a bagpipe and a tune we all know, Scots or otherwise?
A tune you all know. Well, the bagpipe, I'm sure you've seen them before. They're a very beautiful instrument, very sexy.
I know it's alive, right?
Very sexy, especially with the naked piper here. And there's three big tubes that come out the back that play one note. That stick up in the air, and that's the note of the key note. And then there's a chanter which plays the tunes. So let's see, what's a good tune?
You've got the mouthpiece there, sort of like an old pipe.
Yeah.
Like you're smoking it, practically.
Well, yes.
Imagine.
It's like a big Turkish one, you have it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you blow into a reservoir, a bag, and that powers all the reeds. Double reed instrument, like an oboe or a bassoon. I'll just play you something quick. And the idea is that the melody harmonizes with the drones.
Yeah, what you're doing with it sort of under your arm there reminds us of these talking drums, the bit of the arm pressure. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know what you're saying. I couldn't really specify about that other than there's a theory that bagpipes come from Asia Minor originally, or Africa, so they moved across Europe. So maybe it was the same guys used to make the talking drums and the pipes in the old days.
John McCusker, that's a tough sound for any other instrument to compete with. How do you do it on the fiddle?
I've stopped trying. It's so loud, but we use mics and stuff, so it makes it a lot better. But it's funny, where before I joined Battlefield Band, I was used to playing with non-bagpipe instruments. And it's a very different thing to get used to, because I think you have to be stricter. With, you can't vary so much because the notes are really straight, and there's only so many notes that they play as well. So
what's the mission of the other musicians? To drown him out?
Oh, just to leave him at the airport, mainly. But no, it's great. I mean, I love the thing about bagpipes in a band like Battlefield Band that I love is that it makes the instrument sound like a normal instrument. People are used to hearing it mainly out of tune and played in the streets, and they think, what's that horrible noise? And I think the big surprise...
completely out of tune.
But with other instruments. But I think the big surprise that people get with bagpipes when they come to see Battlefield Band is that they go, wow, they sound beautiful. I mean, not very many people say that, but I've heard it once.
You do a song called Shepherd's Lad, and I wish you'd play it for us. But would you tell us also, tell us, Mike, you know, what the story is here?
Well, I think Corinne is actually the best one to tell you, because she's the singer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very old ballad from Scotland, but it involves a very implausible scenario in Scotland. It's about a girl who goes skinny dipping in Scotland, and I can vouch that you can't do that anywhere in Scotland at any time and not die. So,
die of what? The cold
die
water?
Die of hypothermia, yeah. So it's a very unlikely situation, but it's a nice wee twist on what usually happens in Scottish songs, which quite often involve scenes where a woman is having a very nice time, thank you, and then a guy comes by and spoils it all. But in this one, she gets her own way.
Uh-huh. Now, this is traditional or new or a little bit of everything?
It's a traditional ballad, but I've changed the words slightly. So it's kind of a mixture of traditional and slight changes, and we kind of groove it up a little bit.
Well, listen carefully. This is Shepherd's Lad, performed by the Battlefield Band. The singing is done by Corinne Paulwart.
Until your time runs out and take this as fair warning.
This is the Battlefield Band. Hot as a Pistol. Battlefield Band from Glasgow, Scotland. Corinne Polwart singing Shepherd's Lad. John McCusker playing the guitar, or the cittern, and doubling on the tin whistle.
Yes.
Mike Katz playing pipes of a different order. What do you call that?
It's a low whistle. It's a very, very big whistle.
A big whistle. And and Alan Reed on the keyboards. 1-800-423-8255. The Battlefield Band connection. Ruth is on the line.
Hi. This is Ruth Canonical. Hello, Alan Reed.
Hello, Ruth.
It's
Hello,
been
Ruth.
A while.
Wow.
you know the band, Ruth?
It's good to hear you. Thanks, Chris, for bringing them on the radio program. I listen to pretty faithfully when I'm not working.
Ruth, how do you know the band?
1983.
My word.
In Devon, in England, folk singer already. I had gone to a concert at the University of Exeter, and I wasn't in a great mood. And by the end of the concert, I was totally hooked. My former husband even said, I can see you're a fan. You're going to follow this one.
So you left him and followed them.
Yeah, I came back over to America when they were on tour, and I think I went to 3 or 4 concerts. I can't remember. Well, but the point is that I got very excited about the traditional music presented in such a vibrant style.
Ruth, put them in context in the British Isles here. I mean, compare them to, first of all, Glasgow. Never been there. Is this the Liverpool of Scotland? And who digs this kind of band in the British Isles?
I think people of all ages dig it, but you know, it's, I don't think I can speak from the British Isles. I've been back here for 6 years. I would like to be able to help you out with that, Christopher. But the point that I wanted to make was what the Battlefield Band did was to excite me enough about Scottish ballads that I then, on the recommendation of Brian McNeil, formerly the fiddler with the band, I ended up going to hear Travelling Folk, which are the gypsies of the Scottish Isles, Scotland and the Isles.
And Ireland, too.
I learned the ballads of a particular family that the Battlefield Band had been singing some songs from, which are the Robertsons of Aberdeenshire. It completely changed my approach to singing traveling, you know, to sing traveler ballads and to learn stories. In fact, I've called you before when you were covering some gypsy program, not the most recent one, but a longer ago one. So as far as who would go to hear them in the British Isles, literally everyone, people who love traditional music, people who like to you know, to rock. It's been a while since I heard them in Britain, and I'm just very excited to hear you guys on air and to, you know, hear that it's over 30 years and the albums are keep coming.
Ruth, they're excited to hear you call. Thank you. 1-800-423-8255, the Battlefield Band connection. Alan Reed, you've been there all those 30 years. Do you remember Ruth?
I do, yeah.
how has it changed? You've got kids all around you now in this band.
Well, I've got less hair. And I've gone grey, so... How has it changed? I don't think the sound of the band has changed much in the last 20 years, but I would say that we got a definable sound around 20 years ago. And it's a sound that we like and other people seem to like as well.
Ruth mentioned the Travellers, the Gypsies and their music and their ballads. How much of that repertoire is yours? Or how much of your repertoire is Gypsy music?
Well, Ruth mentioned a particular family there, the Robertson family, who were well known, especially in the 50s and the 60s. And people like Hamish Henderson went to those people as source singers. So those people influenced everybody in the folk movement in Scotland, in fact, further afield in Scotland throughout Great Britain. So they did have an influence in us.
Will we hear a gypsy song before you're done, I hope?
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, actually, most of the ballads in Scotland were preserved by travelling families, so most of the traditional songs we sing will have at one point been in the repertoire of travelling families because they had a culture which kind of there was a lot of storytelling, and singing was part of their way of life. So
the songs were preserved
over hundreds of years. And
well, we'll hear it then. 1-800-423-8255 makes the Battlefield Band connection from Glasgow. Beth is on the line. Beth, welcome.
Thank you. The first time I saw the Battlefield Band was in that bastion of Celtic music, Hawaii. And I think that John McCusker was barely old enough to drive, at least he didn't look it. But it didn't make any difference because his fiddle playing was and still is extraordinary. And he's put out, I'm going to push something for them, he's put out a solo album that, as a painter, I put on in my studio when I paint, and in his way, he's really contributed to some great paintings. That's
we're trying to take a bow.
That's all I wanted to much. Say.
I'm a man now.
I think you were probably a man then.
No, I probably wasn't.
No, I'll tell you, Beth, his driving's not very good now. So.
Oh, dear.
And my painting is atrocious.
How's your painting, Beth? Beth, thank you. 1-800-423-8255. Dan is on the line. Hello, Dan.
Good morning.
Welcome.
These are probably the wrong guys to ask. Hey, by the way, I've loved Celtic music ever since Evan McCall and company from years and years and years ago.
Oh, good.
And I first ran into you folks in Tucson, Arizona when you were on tour, making nasty comments about the bus. But my problem with traditional music is, and maybe you guys are an exception because of the pipe, but it seems that everybody wants to blow my eardrums right out of my head.
Well, that's not the case at all. I mean, the bagpipes, people complain about the noise at concerts for it being very loud, but that's just the way the instrument is. It's very hard to, you know, you have to compete against it, so you have to turn everything else up. But the most things that I love about traditional music or Celtic music or folk music is that lots of it is very, very beautiful and very quiet and subtle. So there's all different kinds.
Oh, I'm well aware of that, and I really do love traditional music, but let's take Natalie McMaster, for instance, who makes a big deal about her roots. And her roots seem to be a drum set, an electric piano, speakers that are 12 feet high.
Yeah, but the thing about Natalie or folk like Natalie is that, you know, it's different people. If you sit down with Natalie and play some traditional tunes, she plays, that's her real roots, but she's just trying to move it forward a little bit or add her own, you know, thing on it, you know.
Alan Reid?
Yeah, could I say that as far as Battlefield Band is concerned, we have a fifth member who's our sound engineer, Rob Van Zante, and his job at every concert is to provide a balance with the music that we play, because we wouldn't leave that to strangers who've never heard the band before. We've got a pretty unusual lineup of a loud instrument like the bagpipes with some acoustic instruments, and it needs a skilled person to get a good balanced sound out of that without, as Dan is saying, bursting people's eardrums, because we want people to enjoy our stuff.
We'll try not to. John McCusker, you have been introduced as a marvelous fiddler. Would you give us that a fiddle tune? Maybe that tune, Leaving Friday Harbor?
Yeah.
This is John McCusker.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is The Connection from WBUR Boston. Funding for The Connection comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where The Connection is produced, and from the Allaire Corporation, empowering people with innovative internet technology and offering dynamic career opportunities at allaire.com. In our Connection studio from Glasgow, Scotland, the Battlefield Band. On The Connection, the Battlefield Band. That was the Jesse Ventura reel, played by Alan Reed on synthesizers, John McCusker on fiddle, Mike Katz on pipes, Kareen Paulwart on guitar. How did Jesse Ventura get the honor of that title?
He's a very interesting character.
And you should be president. No, I'm only joking. Well, we do a show in Minnesota called Prairie Home Companion, sometimes once a year, and it's a great show to do. And we heard Garrison going on about this fella called Jesse, who was a wrestler, and we couldn't believe it. And then we saw him on TV, and we thought, if anybody deserves a bagpipe tune, it's him. So he got it.
Listen, we talk about sort of the modernization by, you know, forced draft here of Scottish music. I'd love to know your own individual histories briefly. How did you get into music? How did you get into this music, John McCusker?
Well, my mother comes from Ireland.
I knew there was royal blood there somewhere.
Yeah. So when I was growing up, when I was at primary school, the teachers came round and said, who would like to learn the violin? And my mother said that I would. And so I ended up just playing as a kid, and then when I was 7, and then I wanted to give up when I was 13. And she just made me play, and I wanted to play football, and she took my ball away. And just made me play because I took to it, and then ended up falling in love with traditional music and became a fan.
Did you go to school?
I didn't go to proper school. No, I only classical lessons. Only when I was 13, I started going to see bands like Battlefield Band, and then just started listening to CDs and loved the music and thought that's what I want to play.
The Battlefield Band, as we said, is 30 years old. Some of the members of this band are barely 30 years old. Kareen Pollard, how did you get into it?
Well, I've been singing since I was wee, but I got into traditional music after joining an adult education class in Edinburgh. There's a great project called the Adult Learning Project, and they run classes in fiddle and whistle and singing all Scots traditional music. So I joined a class about 4 years ago, and that's how I got into it, and I haven't stopped since.
Alan Reid, what's your history as a musician?
Well, I went to university in Glasgow, straight from school, and I met this guy who was playing mandolin and five-string banjo, and he said he was starting a band, and I wanted to be in a rock band, but I didn't have enough money to buy an electric organ or any other keyboard at the time. So I said, well, I can play the guitar, so I joined him, and that was the start of Battlefield Band.
Mike Katz.
I'm actually from Los Angeles.
Really?
Yes, indeed. So I started playing bagpipes in
You affect that Scots accent?
Well, I've been living over there for a long time, and just to not get beat up, you tend to fit in.
But where does your music come from?
Well, it's a kind of long and bizarre story, but I started off in the solemn and serious world of piping in Los Angeles when I was 10 years old. And I went to university in Edinburgh and kind of got into other kinds of music. I wanted to be a jazz guitarist when I was younger, and I thought that was never going to happen, so I studied philosophy instead.
Are there American influences on this sound, rock and roll or folk or jazz or otherwise?
Well, I think there's, for everybody involved, you know, music these days, because of programs like this and the availability of recordings of music from all over the world, everyone's influenced by everything now, so it's no longer... You no longer live instead of life. Everyone hears everything. So you have to be influenced by pop music and rock music and techno music or whatever you listen to. So it's not like people coming out of the woods playing tunes anymore.
And classical music too?
Yes, I think all kinds of music influence the kind of music that we're playing. And it's a really healthy scene, I think, for traditional music, that so many people are coming to it from different kinds of music.
Classical music in no way. I mean, classical music has really helped me, you know, for technique. So what I learned in classical music I can bring to this music, and it doesn't hold it back at all. It all mixes together very well.
1-800-423-8255 joins the Battlefield Band Connection, or you can join us online at theconnection.org. 1-800-423-TALK is the phone. John is on the line. Hello, John.
You mean Tom?
Is this Tom?
Yeah.
Welcome.
How are you doing, Chris?
Very good.
You know, Chris, you run a great station and a great program. The whole station does anyway.
Very good. We've got great listeners, Tom.
Your guys, yeah, you know the Battlefield. And do you come from Battlefield in Glasgow? Is that the district where the band originated?
Well, the band...
I've been here 30 years, by the way, just to let you understand.
I can hear it, yeah. the band started in Battlefield, Tom, but I'm the only one that was from Glasgow. I was from...
So you're a McCusker, right?
No, I'm a Reid.
Oh, you're a Reid?
I'm the old guy. And I'm from the southeast of Glasgow, from Bridgeton originally.
Tom, paint a little
just
poster
down the road.
Give us a little picture of what Battlefield looks like.
Oh, Battlefield was a. You know, where I came from was the Garbles, right? So that was like the Harlem of Glasgow, I guess, you know? And Battlefield was kind of, you know, kind of laddie-dive to us, you know? They had what you called tile closets. You know, you'd like an area going up the stairs and they had tiles on the sidewall, on the walls, you know? Where I come from, we didn't have that. And they were very... They were nice people. Everybody, the whole of Glasgow's on full of nice people. It's just the area you come from and it gets a reputation where it doesn't really fit the people, you know. But Battlefield's a lovely area because it takes in an area like Mount Florida, Claxton. Hmm. They know what I'm talking about. They can maybe explain it to you a lot later, you know. As I'm saying, I've been here 30 years, you know.
And what are you doing here, Tom?
Me, I'm retired now, and I'm right now I'm cleaning a swimming pool for a guy.
Say it again.
Huh?
What are you doing right now?
I'm cleaning a swimming pool. I'm vacuuming a swimming pool right now.
Just
and
like
I,
at home.
Everybody in Scotland's got swimming pools, so they can go skinny dipping.
That old Scottish custom.
What are you doing, Al? Got to clean a swimming pool today.
But, yeah, you never learned that in the Garbles.
No. Let you go to the Garbles bad, and you didn't skim it. They threw you in it. But
what language do they speak in Scotland, Tom?
Just like the way I'm talking right now, okay. Probably undecipherable, you know. But, no, it's the usual Gaelic language, you know, different dialects of Gaelic, I guess, in the whole United Kingdom. But I'm surprised that people from Battlefield... Well, I'm not really surprised, because usually the Glasgow people, in general, don't go into Scottish folk music, you know. It's not a real big thing, you know. And I just want to ask it, any of the fellas there, you must have played in the Scotia.
Yeah, I've played in the Scotia
in the
a lot of times.
And stuff like that, you know. Did
what's
you
the Scotia?
The Burnley and stuff like that?
The Scotia is a bar, a folk bar. It was a fascinating bar about 25 years ago because it was split into three different sections. And one section had the folkies, the middle section had the ordinary punters, and the last section had the Glasgow chapter of the Hells Angels. And they all used to coexist quite peacefully.
A punter is a customer for everyone at home who has no idea what Alan's talking about.
I know what Tom's saying about Glasgow, that you might not expect people from Glasgow to be, maybe what he's trying to say is cultured or play this kind of music, because in Scotland, even though it's such a small country, Edinburgh seems to be the city that, you know, you think of being, you know, people go there for the arts and the theatre, and Glasgow's a very working class thing. I grew up very near Glasgow, and I remember when I was moving over to Edinburgh, mainly to get, you know, to play more music and to get into that side of things, people were calling me all kinds of names and thought that I must have a feminine side to me and wear women's clothes while I play the fiddle. So there is that thing of like, oh, what are you doing moving to Edinburgh? You know, you're working class and you're going to
getting
be all
fancy theater. On us.
Yeah, getting fancy, and it's not true at all.
But there's also a truth in what he's saying about Scottish music. I think quite often it's better appreciated abroad than it is actually at home. I think that's in common with a lot of countries owning their kind of traditional music is better appreciated when they go away, which is why Battlefield Band come to America.
Actually,
so
to be fair, John's got some smashing dresses.
Yeah. And a nice swimming pool, Tom. So,
you guys threatened to play a tune called 20 Pounds of Gin. Can we hear it?
Absolutely. I'm just going to pick up my cittern.
The cittern is a...
It's basically a Renaissance English guitar. Revamped.
It's a 10-stringed instrument.
Yeah, okay.
And, we'll play this for you in just a minute.
does 20 Pounds of Gin explain
we're
itself?
Slick,
it's a very popular aperitif in my part of the town.
20 pounds?
Yeah, the 20 pounds of it as opposed
20
to just
of
the one.
Gin, yes. Yeah.
So here we go.
Battlefield Band from Glasgow. Alan Reed, Mike Katz, John McCusker, Kareen Polwart. 1-800-423-8255 makes the Battlefield connection. Av is on the line.
Hey, I'm just sitting up here shouting and stomping listening to the show. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Av.
I have a sort of a technique question for John, something I've been fascinated by.
Oh, no.
In terms of playing. No, don't worry. It's nothing. I don't want to get too technical, but I noticed that the Cape Breton fiddlers play one note per stroke of the violin. And I think the fiddlers that I've seen from Scotland can play more. I'm wondering if you can explain that and maybe demonstrate a little. That'd be wonderful.
Well, it's I know what you're saying. I mean, it's not strictly true. The Cape Breton style is a very individual style, but there's so many styles all over Scotland. If you go to if you come from the Highlands, you know, the West Coast, there's a real particular sound there. And if you come from the Shetland Island, then they have their own style also. And Ireland, which isn't that far from Scotland, has a very different style, but also very similar in lots of ways. But I grew up in Glasgow, and my mother's from Ireland, so I have I just made it up, and you know, so I know what you're saying, but it's a very different sound, but they're all got lots of things in common.
Can you demonstrate a little bit what you're talking about?
Well, it's very hard to demonstrate. I mean, there's things that sound very Scottish. We have a tune called Distress Bay, which is one thing I'll play a little bit for you. Thing there, that kind of rhythm is, people would say, oh, that's very Scottish, and you hear it in the bagpipes, and you wouldn't hear that in Ireland. If you heard it in Ireland, say, then they would smooth it out a lot. Sorry, I didn't hear you there.
No, I was waiting for you. That's okay.
I'll try and demonstrate a way of Irish people might play a tune like. So on. Now, if you try to make that sound fairly Scottish, what I would do, which I did recently, is I slow it down a bit and give it a very Scottish feel, which is. But it's a very difficult thing to explain, but there's, once you listen to lots of different types of fiddling, you know, you start hearing the differences.
Whether we could do this all day, you have delighted our ears, and you're training them too. John McCusker, thank you. Kareen Polwart, do we get to hear you sing again on the way out?
I guess
we'll
so.
See. Alan Reed on the keyboards, Mike Katz on the pipes, thank you. The Battlefield Band from Glasgow. Connection listeners, if you're anywhere around New England, the Battlefield Band will be playing tonight, September 21st, at the Iron Horse Inn in Northampton in the Happy Valley of Massachusetts. And tomorrow night they're playing at the Somerville Theater in Somerville, next to Boston and Cambridge, then they're off to New York State. Thanks to the Battlefield Band. Take us out as you like. We had help today from George Hicks and his musical ears, from Anne McLucas, Darren Manoogian, and Kim Bichari. I'm Christopher Lydon. This is The Connection from WBUR Boston.
2, 3.
My love and I sat down. He's
Funding for The Connection comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where The Connection is produced, and from the Allaire Corporation.